Yo, what up, street togs? Eric Kim. All right, some turbo parenting thoughts. So, first thought that I randomly had in my mind is, what are the best or the most necessary or important muscles for a parent? So ever since Seneca was born, kind of like created this funny patented hold where I hold him in my right arm and I put my arm through his body and I clutch his left leg and I just hold him facing forward. And even his year, 9 months, year 10 months now, I still do the same hold. It's my aspiration to be able to hold him like that until his 12 years old is always my joke. And so it seems like kind of that like holding mechanism is quite a is quite an essential hold. So the way you could do it at the gym, I recommend just doing rack pulls. It's a good way to strengthen your biceps, or just like find the heaviest dumbbells at your gym and just like farmers carry it or just hold it up, unrack it. So that's really important. Your grip strength is essential. Then after that, actually your leg muscles are actually probably the most critical, because if you got weak legs, how are you gonna take care of your kid, right? Also, you know, being flexible or, you know, strong in that regard is also useful. So like doing kind of like pigeon poses, dive bombers, kind of yoga-esque poses. I do them every day, it seems to be useful. I'm like, bro, if LeBron James does yoga every single day, so can I. I think that's how he's been able to stay relatively injury-free throughout most of his career. He does like an hour of yoga a day. I don't think you have to do that much. I mean, before I'm at the gym and before I lift, I have like a 5 minute, I don't know, 2 minute routine where, you know, I just do a pigeon pose, some dive bombers, some hip openers, etc. And the big benefit of doing it is it's actually made me stronger. All my lifts have actually gone up in a good way. Certain exercises which are not necessary is like the pushing mechanism. So like a bench press, floor bench press, dumbbell press, doesn't really seem necessary. Even like an upwards shoulder press doesn't seem that important. A good motion is actually kind of like a kettlebell swing, because like I like to swing him in between my legs and throw up in the air and catch him. So if you wanted the ultimate uber minimalistic parenting workout thing, just buy the heaviest kettlebell you could afford. I have a 105 pound kettlebell at home. The beast. Yeah, I'm not GBCO. I think it's what? Yeah. 48 kilograms? Not 100% sure. Yeah. Just got on Amazon back in the day, but anyways, so just doing a few swings of that seems good. And yeah, like essentially you just want to be able to keep up with your kid. I think the biggest tragedy is actually, you know, I'm not going to speak for mothers, but I'll speak for fathers, is like fathers who are either too weak or too tired or too fat or sick to take care of their kids or engage them in physical play. Like my ideal image of fatherhood is when you watch a movie 300, you know, the opening scenes where King Leonidas is being, you know, just like, you know, trained by his fathers and his, you know, mentors to become strong. So certainly I'm not gonna be beating up my kid, but then I actually think the number one, by far 99%, the most critical thing for your kid is physical training, and then after that, like what they eat. So Sen loves a pork belly. We go to the local Korean market or H Mart. We try to, pro tip, get the thinly sliced pork belly, or even better yet, at H Mart, they have something like the thinly sliced rib meat. And if you have like a, what, the instant fryer or whatever, the pressure fryer, I don't know what it's called at home. You just toss in that and just, you know, turn it on for like 15 minutes. It gets super duper crispy and Sen loves it. So also pro tip, goat's milk. Goat's milk is the way. You can just go to any local hippie organic type place and then get goat's milk. Apparently Asian kids process goat's milk better than they do cow's milk. And I might have read something like way back in the day, like somewhere like back in ancient Greece or something like that, like either the gods, the demigods, or just even the Greek heroes, they would actually drink goat's milk or sheep's milk. So I'm like, if it's good enough for the demigods, good enough for my son, right? So that's a pro tip. And the benefit of the physical activity is, A, your kid is bigger and stronger, which is the most, like, it's funny because when you look at kids, right, nobody really cares how like smart your kid is or how you, well, your kid talks, whatever. What's always the most critical or important or interesting thing is how physically capable they are, like, you know, how big and muscular. Like, it's funny, like, you go to the doctors, the percentiles, the height, they never measure muscle mass, right? Because, like, you know, like, you can kind of look at kids, like, some kids are just like, my mom says Sen has like a washboard back, it's like super buff. And I credit to the fact that I'm very physically active with him. I throw him in the air, I roughhouse with him. And I think that's really important. I think for boys and girls. I mean, truth be told, if Sen was, we actually thought Seneca was gonna be a girl before he was born. If Seneca was a girl, I'd probably do the exact same thing with him. Why is that? Because I have a younger sister who's 2 years younger than me. I did wrestling moves on her. I did the, you know, the Scorpion Deathlock. Shout out to WCW. WCW versus NWO. Sting was my man. Loved Sting. He was, and then Rey Mysterio Jr. And then Ultimo Dragon. Those were my dudes. Yeah, actually, I had a really good childhood. Marvel's Capcom, yeah, Spider-Man for the win. Yeah, so essentially those are really, really critical. Oh, also pro tip, when your kid is like around 5 months old, start the sleep train, the number one most critical thing. Like, if there's anything I could suggest to parents or new parents or first-time parents, because I'm a first-time parent, sleep is by far the number one most critical factor. Five months, right? Your kid's gonna be fine. Just put them down, give them a kiss, let them cry it out. It's good for them. I mean, I don't know if it's different if your kid's a girl or a boy. You know, maybe if your kid's a girl, you like feel more bad about it. But like, you know, sends a boy, so I'm like, yeah, you know, stiff upper lip, he'll be fine. Like, to be able to be more tough on the boy seems easier from a father's perspective, maybe. I don't know. But anyways, it's good for your wife, it's good for you, it's good for your kid. And it's crazy because with sleep training, he literally learned it in like a day or two. And then people's like, yeah, but every kid's different, your kid's the, you know, unique. But I'm like, I mean, kids are different, but they're like more similar than dissimilar. Like, even you know, like in-laws and, you know, Cindy's older sister, you know, they started doing the sleep training and literally within a night or two it worked. And then they waited a little bit longer before doing the sleep training, like maybe like kids were like a year and a half year old, something like that. But anyways, sleep training will help everybody. And when you have a good night's sleep, you could do anything as a parent, essentially. Also pro tips is, once you become a new parent, like, I mean, this is just like a hidden benefit is, well, I mean, also one part is sleep. Like, put your kid down to sleep. The second you put your kid down to sleep, take your cold shower, jump into the bed, and just pass the F out, right? Because, once again, sleep is by far the most critical. Like, don't stay up late, you know, catching up on emails or work or other stuff, being productive. Like, no, don't watch shows, don't even read books, just go straight to sleep. That is by, like, even I read Invent and Wander by Jeff Bezos, just finished it, very highly recommended. Even our best friend Jeff, he sleeps 8 hours a day, right? Like, dude, props to him, right? He likes to sleep early and wake up early in the morning. He likes to cool putt around, just kill time. He doesn't have his first meeting until 10 a.m. And his theory is interesting, is that, like, if I could just make 3 good decisions a day, I've kind of done my job as a CEO, rather than making 1,000 micro decisions. which I think a lot of other people's tries to do, because the quality of your decision making is going to matter much more. And then to sacrifice your sleep is quite a naive intervention. Also, pro tip, if you want a super easy food to cook and eat for yourself in the apartment, whatever, go to Costco Business Center, whatever, get the beef ribs. You could even like just turn on the oven, 350, you could just put on some Old Bay, super simple seasoning on it, just rub it in. You don't even have to season it, just wrap it in foil, toss it in the oven, and boom, in 2 hours, it's done and ready. It'll feed you for several days, super good and delicious. And I found that beef ribs is kind of the best bang for the buck in terms of just like overall empowering meat to give you the gains and the muscles and the sleeping. Like, had like a whole rack of beef ribs the other night and just passed the F out last night. And yeah, it's good news. Also with your kid, it seems like kind of like the least bad place to take your kid to is the park, or you can, you know, take your kid to the mall, walk around, whatever, doesn't really matter. But I found that with you know, raising a kid and stuff like that, anything that you can allow your kid to be more physical is good for them.